views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad you chose to join us today as we explore our interconnected lives. As always, right here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, imagine, what if indeed you were the sole creator of your life? Imagine taking everything in life to a blank canvas to explore, discover, and find guidance in some of life's most difficult challenges. Imagine training your consciousness to only focus on that which you want, that which is pleasing, that which is in your highest good. And imagine developing a daily spiritual practice, a meditation practice that taps into your creative nature and your soul's deepest expression. We are going to explore those things today. I'm so excited. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths, bring your awareness into this moment, open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. I welcome whatever it is that you're needing to come through in a big creative way today on the show. We have Whitney Freya. She's an up-and-coming presence in the arena of spiritual teachers and the self-help movement. She is the published author of two books on personal creativity, including The Artist Within, A Guide to Becoming Creatively Fit. She is devoted to helping people use art making as a spiritual practice and to create expressive living. Whitney uses art in an energy medium of the imagination and as a way to connect to the subconscious mind and creator source energy. This allows for new healing insights and personal growth. She is a creative muse and spiritual guide. She helps clients tap into their creativity as a pure language of their soul. Like what you're hearing, I do too. Her creatively fit coaches are sharing this approach around the world globally. Whitney's a mother of three, a motivational speaker, and a creative entrepreneur. Welcome, Whitney.
Thank you, Julie. It's so wonderful to be here.
Well, I am really thrilled to have you here. I have just watched your career bloom and blossom and create and paint all over the place. And I just love what you're doing when you're creating this really safe place for people to explore their spirituality through this medium of art. So you go, girl. Hey, before we get into all this stuff, though, we have a tradition here on the show, and we really enjoy hearing different people's perspectives on unity consciousness. And so my very first traditional question, Whitney, is what does all things connected mean to you?
Well, I love that that is the name of your show, because I feel like that is at the foundation of each of our journeys in this lifetime, is reconnecting to that awareness that everything is interconnected. And when we stop seeing ourselves as separate and realize that not only can we lean into and count on the universe or whatever you call it supporting us, but also to expect and look for those synchronicities and coincidences. You know, so those elements and that awareness help us to expand and live more fully, more mindfully, and more powerfully. So I love that you are using that as your kind of the focal point.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, what I mentioned before that I really appreciate about your work is the way you interconnect creativity and spirituality. Why don't we start there? Why don't you tell me, how did you get to this place to really evolve your art into this spiritual expression that it is today?
Well, it's been a journey for sure, because when I opened my first art center in 1996, I personally had not painted on a canvas at all, ever. And so literally I opened an art center, I had teachers come in and teach, and I began my creative journey right along with the people who were walking in the door. And so from 96 until about 2004, the appearance of my art center was, although it was in this funky little house and you know every room was a different color and it was a bit of a mess, it looked to the naked eye like an art center, a place where people took classes and everyone to one extent or another had these very transformative experiences, but the spiritual aspect of it was not at the forefront. And so just like the entire journey was, I really experienced this evolution or blooming of that aspect of my work just one step ahead of my art center, of the clients there. And I started recognizing first that there was a reason, a bigger reason that I was attracted to painting certain things than it just being, you know, something that would look good above the couch kind of deal. And I started looking into the symbolism of what I was painting. And the first thing that I painted almost obsessively, like for 2 years, I painted owls straight. I mean, I couldn't imagine really why anyone would want to paint anything other than an owl. I mean, there are people on Facebook still sending me owl images because I don't think they'll ever be able to look at an owl and not think of me. And so there was one day in a workshop that I was co-leading with an incredible woman in Nashville, and I decided to Google the goddess of art, because I had just created what I called a story card that just had a lot of this kind of divine feminine energy. And so just kind of as an exercise or a jumping off point, I'm like, I'm going to Google the goddess of art and see what comes up. And of course it was Athena. And who does Athena always have perched on her shoulder? It's her owl. And so that was my first kind of aha, like, oh, maybe the owl is, you know, here to open me up to this communication. Like, you know, Athena is communicating to me through the symbol that is the owl. And that was really one of these, you know, small little moments that opened me up to the awareness that what I was really now supposed to share, and this was in 2008, 2009, was the fact that the creative journey becomes a spiritual journey. And that whereas back in 2008, just like a year before when my first book came out, I had been given insight in a meditation to get out of my own way and focus on helping people into their right brains, and that we will take it from there. So this was like a meditation with the Ascended Masters. And I was very comfortable with that. You know, it's like, okay, I can do that. I can do that. So I trusted that the spiritual journey in the creative journey would be something that would be revealed to people, but I didn't have to put it on the homepage, so to speak. And then in 2009, I started getting all the messages, all the different ways to really open up and lead with the message that the Creatively Fit program was, in fact, a tool for the people's spiritual journey. And it was so interesting to watch myself resist that. It was really scary. And And even though that was the part that had become the part of my creative practice that I had enjoyed the most, I had really kept that private to myself. And so in 2009 is when I started leading with that. Like if you go back to blog posts from then, you start seeing how I start weaving in the parallels and sharing the bigger picture of what the creative energy was really all about. And it was in early 2012, I think, when I launched the Spirit Project, which was a year-long online program, and that was really kind of the beginning of jumping full, you know, with both feet into this arena. And of course, now at WhitneyFreya.com, it's very obvious, and it's so fun to look back to remember those days where I was, you know, kind of white-knuckling it, and like, really, you really want me to put this out there on the homepage? And I was so nervous about that, and but it's been met with nothing but open arms and other people eager to speak that language and weave in the influence that color and symbol and imagery can have and the power of our imaginations. So it's become really magical, and I wouldn't change it for the world.
Well, you know, you tap on something I think is really important we can explore in our next segment after our break, because that fear of putting that out there is what a lot of people, and I'm going to say women, because I mostly work with women, but there seems to be really this shift in our energy. We're ready to come out full out. We're ready to full out express, but there's been so many closet mystics, closet spiritual, creative people who have really feared that same path. And so I want to talk about that and also how deeply healing it is. So we need to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We're here with Whitney Freya. Don't go away. We've got a lot of good, juicy, creative stuff in store. We'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I am here today with Whitney Freya, and we are talking about art and spirituality and healing and so much more. And right before the break, Whitney, you were talking about how scary it was back in, I think, like 2010 to really lead with that spiritual part of who you are with the arts. And like I was saying, I think there's so many of us who are really finding that voice and feeling confident in that place now to really come out of the closet, so to speak, and really move into the full expression of who we are. I think that the planet is just really supporting that right now. But how did you overcome that fear? Because I think if you can share that with our listeners, it will really help our listeners to really find their voice and step out more confidently.
Yes. Well, I think, you know, the subject of fear is such a huge one. And I really believe that one of the primary reasons that we're here in this lifetime is to learn to live independent from fear. So, and I've gotten to play with that in many different ways. And I think the biggest piece of advice that I know that has helped me is when you feel the fear, to acknowledge it and then to take, you know, as small a step as you can. In other words, there's no step too small, but to take just a little step towards that fear. It doesn't mean you have to, you know, jump off the proverbial cliff, but lean into it. Don't turn and run, right? And what I have found is that when I do that, that I'm met with exactly the support or the person or the opportunity that I need to keep going. I mean, I had, for example, when I was, you know, facing this idea of leading with the spiritual aspect of my work, I had a man, Tom Evans, reach out to me from the UK, and we decided that we would talk in like a month, you know, so there was a long time because we were both traveling. By the time we got on the phone, he talked to me as if I had reached out to him. And, you know, I had not, but it wasn't important, right? And so then he goes on to tell me basically how he has been a writer and has helped people write for years. And he just rebranded and relaunched himself. And now he teaches people how to write from their spirit and write to the cycles of the moon and how he had this whole coming out. And it was like, you know, okay, I know exactly why you reached out to me and why he didn't have any memory of the fact that he had is because I was supposed to hear his story and to hear him tell me how well received it had been. You know, so there were so many clues and cheerleaders that circled around me without even knowing it sometimes to really help illuminate the path so that I could keep stepping forward, right? So I think it's a series of smaller steps. And we tend to face the fear, you know, the fear comes up and we either turn and run or we sweep it under the rug or, you know, we say we'll do that later. I mean, you know, been there, done all of those things. But the reality is that our other choice is to just take a step towards the fear, just one step, and then wait for the guidance and it will come. And then that guidance enables the next to the point where you're on the other side of that fear. You know, like I am now with that fear of going public with my, you know, passion for my spiritual self. And you look back and it's like, thank goodness. So that's the thing, the key, I think, is small steps and an opening and receiving the guidance that will come.
Nice. Nice. And see, you can get up in front of people and speak now. You share your art. You share so much. But one of the things that you do is use art to help people find their voice, to help them give voice to their soul, give voice to the muse. So thank you for that little piece on the fear. And let's talk about how you do that using art. How do you do that?
Well, the whole reason that I teach art is because of the fact that really so many people are afraid of it. They're afraid of the blank canvas. They're afraid of making a mistake. They're afraid of doing it wrong. They're afraid of not being good enough. And those same fears that are keeping them from the blank canvas are the same exact fears that are keeping them from creating whatever change they want in their life. And, you know, and I'm saying this like in a very broad brushstroke general way, but there are, you know, infinite hues and flavors of that, right? So for me, the canvas is where we get to practice overcoming our fears. And because it's simply a canvas, it does not take long to overcome the fear. And then we start aligning with that feeling of overcoming fears. And so that's why the biggest result that my clients have experienced back from the days when none of us even really knew what we were getting into, right, to now where I have this full awareness, is the results are a new boldness in their way of living and being. They're doing things that previously they had not done because of some version of fear. And it's really easy to understand that statement, I am the sole creator of my experience, when you're looking at the canvas, because I can give a canvas to, you know, 100 people in a room and even show them like a still life or something. Okay, we're all going to paint this. And we will end up with 100 different versions of what they're looking at. And likewise, more typically in my classes, we're painting intuitively. And the canvas process starts by simply making our mark, by putting paint on the canvas without any concern or thought around what the painting is going to end up being. And so that's the way I coach people as well. So it's like whatever it is you want to do in your life, whether it's painting on a blank canvas or, you know, starting a support group or whatever, or opening a business or trying, you know, to learn a whole new skill, you know, become a yoga instructor, whatever it is. The first step is always to do some of whatever it is, right? So if I want to paint a painting of this owl in flight over the mountains, you know, this big image, the first step is simply to put paint to the canvas. I don't start with the finished image. I start by painting, you know. So if you have a big dream or a big vision of something that you want to do, it's not about jumping right into that finished, realized vision. It's about taking the little steps that lead to the destination, right? And so you can take simple, easy steps, you know, reaching out to someone, having coffee with someone who's doing something the way you want to do it, you know, signing up just for a class in the subject that you're interested in, or putting the paintbrush in the paint and putting it on the canvas. And then as you go, it's deciding, okay, what it is I want to paint. And we paint the outline, you know, so we bring more structure to our activity that is taking us closer to our vision. And then even at that point, we can change. You know, I have students in front of the canvas and I'll come over and check on them, and they'll say, yeah, it's, you know, it's good. It's just that the, you know, the owl's beak is too long, but it's okay. And I'm like, well, let's change it. If the beak is too long, we can change it. It's like, really? But it's already all painted in there and I've painted all these things. And half the time I'll take the paintbrush and, you know, guide their hand, and in 5 seconds, the beak is shorter, the other lines are painted over, and they get this, I can just feel the energy of this relief. Like, I wasn't trapped in that long beak. I could take very simple action to change. And so that is what I so love sharing with people, is that you can always create change, right? We do live in an infinite field of possibilities. You're not stuck. And what is the simple path, or the simple step, the harmonious step that we can take? You know, how can we follow the energy? What feels good and right. Let's go that direction. And so I teach this in the process of painting. And because the way we do anything is the way we do everything, when they learn to overcome that feeling of being stuck, because I've already spent all these hours or years, you know, going on this one track, and now I have this totally crazy idea. How can I just separate myself from what I've been doing all my life? Well, you take one step towards what you want to be doing now. Or some of us have a really powerful inner critic, you know, and so you can practice being kind and loving to yourself while you paint. So instead of focusing on, oh, my sister got all the creative genes, or this isn't working, or it's too blue, or it's too muddy, you know, we can change and practice changing that dialogue in our mind to saying, okay, what else is possible? You know, look at how I love this color orange, and becoming our own cheerleaders. And that can be, I mean, I think we're all so familiar with that inner critic voice, right? For some reason, it seems to come more naturally than the inner cheerleader. But when we reduce the experience down to, okay, while I am painting, I am going to look for everything that's going right. You can practice that on the canvas so much easier. And then the beautiful thing is it will just happen naturally in the art that is your life, because, you know, it's like you're flexing that muscle, you're creating those new neural pathways, you're creating a new habit that will spill over into everything you do.
You know, Whitney, I think right there is a really big wisdom in this whole process. The whole metaphor, the metaphor of us doing art can teach us so much about how we do life. I have a really funny story. I'm going to share it with you after the break because it was one of my hugest breakthroughs with art. I bet you didn't know I'm an artist myself. So we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Whitney Freya, and we have so much more when we return. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Central Auto Group in Plainfield is your number one Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen service destination. Why go anywhere else when you can get free multi-point inspection, free loaner cars and shuttle, and even a free car wash with all service work? Foreign, domestic, new, and old. No job is too big or too small. Central has certified technicians for Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Central even offers a 15% discount for all government, military, and casino employees. Central is the only recipient of the prestigious award for top customer satisfaction in the industry.
This is Colleen. I just moved to the area last year from New Hampshire. Not only was my tire fixed, but they even washed my car without me asking. The service department is out of this world.
Enjoy free coffee in Central's comfortable and beautiful service area waiting room. We are open weekdays 7:30 to 5. Now Wednesdays till 7 p.m. and Saturdays 7:30 to 4. Your number one service destination, Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's BrendaThyne.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I'm Julie Kroll here with Whitney Freya. And Whitney, before we get started on this segment, I really want our listeners to know how to contact you. And you mentioned it's WhitneyFreya.com. Do you want to spell that for our listeners?
Sure. So Whitney is W-H-I-T-N-E-Y, and Freya is F like fun, R-E-Y-A.
Excellent. WhitneyFreya.com. Right before the break, I was telling you I have a funny story because, you know, as a healer, I've used art a lot in the healing process, and maybe we could turn some of our conversation toward healing, but I want to get to that creator in our life piece too. But in some of my most significant healing, I was doing a lot of art and using mixed media and art and what have you. And I just remember one time I had this big watercolor paper canvas. It was like actually wallpaper liner, which was really big. And I had done this body piece of me and used colors and watercolor crayons and had done all this. And I was so frustrated. The process was just grinding on me. And I literally took it home from the office because I didn't know what I wanted to do with it, but I couldn't leave it undone. The anxiety and the tension in this process was so big. And I literally, Whitney, I went outside with a garden hose and hosed it down. I'm just seeing you with a client working on the owl's beak and then, you know, the surprise in their eyes of, wow, I can really change this. And literally in that moment when I took the garden hose to it, it transformed the whole process. Some really cool things started to emerge and I could finish it. And I still have it. It's a real powerful piece for me.
Wonderful. Yeah. It's, you know, the thing is that images and symbols are closer to our subconscious than words. And so it's about bypassing the thinking mind and accessing the intuitive mind that is able to gather a knowing and information and wisdom from all different parts of our experience in this lifetime, as well as beyond. You know, so Carl Jung talked about the universal consciousness, or, you know, it can be the timelessness or past lives or whatever that is for you. But it's basically, it's accessing the wisdom that is outside of your physical experience in this lifetime. And the images and the symbols help tune us into that frequency, right?
Can you coach our listeners on that? Because I think it's a really important part of our development as really creative human beings, of how to allow that to emerge, how to really, we have to get into this place of releasing and allowing, to just allow the subconscious, allow the soul to really speak. How do you coach your clients to get beyond that thinking mind, to allow it to come?
Well, so the first thing is to understand the fact that you do have a right and a left hemisphere. You do have this duality nature, that you have the ego voice and you have the soul voice. And this is, if you've watched Dr. Jill on the TED Talks, Elizabeth Lesser in her book Broken Open talked about, we're either coming from the ego or spirit. You know, A Course in Miracles talks about, at any given moment, we're either coming from fear or love. So it's opening up to the fact that we have within us two different ways inherently of looking at everything. And the logical mind is what has been celebrated, and it's the way our educational system has been molded up until now. And so we're used to, or our knee-jerk reaction to anything is, I have to figure it out, right? And so we start thinking, pulling from our past experience and trying to figure out the answer. But then there's this other way that simply takes, like you mentioned, an opening up to receiving information from different sources, sources that don't appear logical, which is why in the past maybe we've kind of thrown them out the window or just not like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And so, you know, we just let it flit on by. But what I like to give people the exercise is to simply tune in visually to your environment. You know, look around your home or your office and look at the colors or the images or the themes that are repeated, whether it's, you know, a spiral shape, or you have, you know, owls everywhere, or you have shells everywhere. And go a step further into looking into the symbolism or the energy behind, you know, that color or that symbol, right? There's a reason that you're attracted to earthy tones, or a reason you're attracted to jewel tones, or a reason that you have lots of ocean images around, right? And we can understand this if we look at a very contrasting perspective is, would we ever surround ourselves with images that we find repulsive or distasteful, right? We would never do that. We would never sit down intentionally to paint something that feels angry and evil. I mean, it even is hard to say that for me right now, but I want you to feel how resistant you would be to that, and how your home would not be a welcoming, pleasing place if you did so. And so what I would say is that there is a very intentional reason that you've been attracted to what you've been attracted to. And this is a way that your essential self, as you put it, or your higher self, or your soul, or your spirit, or God, or Jesus, or whatever it is for you, that is one way that you are being guided. And there are messages in those visual objects and symbols that you are attracted to. And then if you can go to the awareness that everything is energy, that everything at its most basic level is energy, and there are varying vibrations of that energy. And so we want to surround ourselves with things that bring us joy, right? I remember hearing from a healer who went into someone's house and realized that there is this one painting, and it just happened that in that case it was a painting. You know, it could have been a piece of furniture or anything, but that there was a painting there that this woman should remove from her physical space, that it was causing a disharmony in her home. And the woman who lived there was like, I've never liked that painting. You know, I've never liked it, but for whatever reason, you know, it was a family heirloom or something. And when she took that down, it made a tremendous difference. Mm-hmm. And so it's taking the blank canvas, expanding it beyond the canvas, and looking at your physical environment that is your office or your home. And how can you, one, recognize the intention or the message that is within those objects, and then how can you more intentionally create a space you want? And this isn't about home decorating. This is about expanding the awareness around our visual language and why we're attracted to certain things, and then also how we can introduce objects or symbols into our space to very specifically create an energetic landscape that is supportive to us. My home right now, I'm surrounded by paintings that mostly I've created because I want the energy that's in these symbols and images in my space. I mean, I'm looking at, I have a painting that says, I am grateful, that is like beaming down on me. I have a painting of the triple spiral symbol, which is a sacred symbol for intuition and mother, the divine feminine. And I've had a tremendous increase in my intuitive or confidence in my intuitive nature since having that symbol in my space. I have a ceramic piece from Italy of the sun and the moon, which is a symbol of the balance between the masculine and the feminine. So now these objects have become more than just, oh, a memento from my trip to Italy. Every time I look at it, even subconsciously, it's a reminder of the balance between light and shadow, right? The balance of my masculine energy and my feminine energy. And I can consciously create images because I want their energy in my space. Like you had one of my Buddha paintings on Facebook today. And when I painted the Buddha for the first time, I found myself painting with this really fine brush and doing really fine detail. And I don't normally paint that way, right? So painting the Buddha was very different for me than painting, other owls, for example. And so I ended up painting a lot of Buddhas because it created that calmness and peace and centeredness for me. And I desired more of that. So I painted the Buddha in order to create that energy into my space. Mm. And then I painted a Chief Joseph, who was the Nez Perce chief who lived in this area where I live in Northeast Oregon. And painting Chief Joseph was very heavy and sad. And I love Chief Joseph and, I feel very connected to those people, but I do not want to become the Chief Joseph painting woman because the energy of that lifetime for him was filled with a lot of tragedy and sadness. And
yeah. So, this whole conversation about you intentionally bringing symbol and art into your life brings us to this topic of creating our life. Like we are a blank canvas. So I'd love to take off with that after the break. And I just want to remind our listeners, they can find you. We're talking to Whitney Freya and you can find her at whitneyfreya.com, F-R-E-Y-A. We're going to take a quick break and talk about creating your life when we return.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Time. Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we've been talking with Whitney Freya, and you can catch Whitney at whitneyfreya.com. It's F-R-E-Y-A. And I want to remind you, visit our website, thedrjulieshow.com. You can find all of the archives. Listen to this show again at Whitney if there's something you want to catch. Or look at the lineup for this fall. We have some amazing guests coming on. So again, that's thedrjulieshow.com. And Whitney, right before the break, you were talking about intentionally bringing your art into your space, because energetically it does communicate with us. And you gave us the example, which I think is really powerful, is from the sacred symbol of the triple spiral, meaning intuition, which has really raised your intuitive abilities, to painting Chief Joseph and having it be so heavy. And, you know, literally, that's a really good example of how we can create our lives, what we do in our world with our own blank canvas to really bring in what we really intentionally want to bring in or not.
Right. Well, the ultimate blank canvas is our mind, right? Our imagination. And we know, you know, the what you resist persists, and where you send your energy, you know, that's what you're feeding, you know, attracting. And I know for myself that the last frontier, you know, the big learning and growth is really in creating the thoughts in my mind that I want more of, that are joyful and supportive. And how naturally we tend to, I know I observed in myself this past year, how I'd think of these, you know, big goals I have and visions, and then almost within minutes, my mind involuntarily would start kind of going through the what if, or when it doesn't work, or what's the backup plan, or, you know, they were not supportive thoughts. And so the canvas can also be the place where we go to emphasize what we want to create in our lives, what we want to attract, because it is, I have found it, I don't know about you all, but I have found it challenging to manage the thoughts in my mind so that they are always positive and supportive. And what I know for sure is that I haven't spent a second at a canvas ever painting something that I don't want, right? Like, you know, it's kind of back to the subject matter. And so when I come to a canvas to paint, you know, the triple spiral of intuition, or the owl that means illumination for me, or one of those other images you had was a goddess that is about spreading joy. It's called Blooming in the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And that is what I want, is to amplify my ability to share my joy and my passion, and just, you know, spread the seeds wherever they may fall, you know, is great. And that abundant sharing and generosity of spirit and joy, that's what I want to amplify in my life. So So I choose to paint the painting of that goddess image in order to meditate on that and more fully align with that inner image rather than the self-doubt and, you know, it would be great, but, you know, I probably won't end up there or with that, you know? And so so the canvas is a powerful place to go to kind of reprogram your thoughts and to imprint in your mind, help you to think more and more about what brings you joy rather than the knee-jerk reaction that can be to focus on the negative.
You know, I've heard you say this blank canvas today over this hour. I wish we had three more hours to finish this. I've heard you talk about art and the creative process as a spiritual path, a spiritual practice, a meditation practice, a manifestation practice, a healing tool. I mean, it's so much. There's so much here that, and why am I bringing this up? Because you don't have to be an artist to experience these things. And I really want to encourage our listeners that. I imagine that room of 100 people with 100 canvases in your still life. And if you're in that room, number one, it would be really cool because you're all tapping into this creative field and it'll be an incredibly powerful, palpable field. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine. But number two, I can see this catharsis of people going, oh, there's 100 different ways to do this. So there is no right or wrong. I'm not right or wrong. I'm just expressing through me.
Yes. It's a process. And we love to end up with, you know, a beautiful image or something to post on Facebook. But ultimately, it really is about aligning with the reality that I am the sole creator of my experience. If everyone was aligned with that, there would be no blaming, there would be no resentment, there would be no reason to be angry at anybody else, because you would realize that whatever situation you're experiencing is somehow there to teach you, to guide you, to strengthen you. And it is a big concept to try and really integrate into your daily life on a minute-to-minute basis. I am the sole creator of my experience. But again, it's very easy to align with when you are in front of your art journal or a watercolor paper or a blank canvas. You understand that the only way anything is going to end up on that surface is because you put it there. And so we start there. You know, we start where it's easy. You know, I get this. I get that I'm the sole creator of my experience here. And so how can I make my experience on the paper the most joyful? And, you know, right now we're doing on my Nexus site, the creative community part of my website, we're having a 21-day painting meditation challenge. And there it's a video in real time of me kind of doodling with watercolors accompanied by incredible music and no dialogue. And it's simply play with the color every morning, put the brush to the paper each morning. And the images are all just very much like doodles. And so sometimes the way to have the most fun and experience the most joy aligning with our creator selves is simply to be childlike and just to doodle and not try and produce any one thing. And you find that joy in what you're spending your time doing, and then you expand that. You know what that feels like now, right? And so you can bring more of that. How can I detach from the need to produce and be good and perfect and just enjoy what I'm doing?
Enjoy the colors, enjoy the shape, enjoy texture, enjoy. I said on Facebook this morning when I was talking about it, I feel like a kid at the gates of an amusement park when I thought about having you on, because that whole multi-sensory experience is exciting and just so yummy. I love playing right here in this field. I want to tell our listeners, because we only have a minute here, and I want to say, if you are too intimidated to get an art journal or a canvas out or whatever, you can also go to Whitney's site and purchase the you call them sacred symbol stencils, that they literally could take the stencils, play with some colors, some crayons, some markers, some pencils, some anything. And those symbols are so powerful. Just go play with them. So Whitney, yeah. We just have 1 minute here before we have to close. If you could just have a billboard for everyone on the planet to read, what would that billboard say?
Create joy.
That's
what comes to mind.
Perfect.
That's the goal.
That is perfect. And creating is a place of joy for so many of us when we learn how to get out of our minds. So that's perfect. Thank you so much, Whitney. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Julie.
Oh, thank you. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We're glad you chose to be with us today. And I'm going to leave you with one more thought. Make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Central Auto Group in Plainfield is your number one Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen service destination. Why go anywhere else when you can get free multi-point inspection, free loaner cars and shuttle, and even a free car wash with all service work? Foreign, domestic, new, and old. No job is too big or too small. Central has certified technicians for Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. Central even offers a 15% discount for all government, military, and casino employees. Central is the only recipient of the prestigious award for top customer satisfaction in the industry.
This is Colleen. I just moved to the area last year from New Hampshire. Not only was my tire fixed, but they even washed my car without me asking. The service department is out of this world.
Enjoy free coffee in Central's comfortable and beautiful service area waiting room. We are open weekdays 7:30 to 5. Now Wednesdays till 7 p.m. and Saturdays 7:30 to 4. Your number one service destination, Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.